we got to first look at, number one, the disparity in funding through the ETF, the Education Trust Fund. And we must make sure that every area, what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to sit down with each school system. You got 67 counties and probably 130 plus school systems. You know, this city has their own school system. This city has all the population is moving north. And so what we're leaving behind are the poor, the downtrodden, the underemployed in the Black Belt area, in the South Alabama area, and in some of the other parts of the state, the western part, eastern part, and just different areas. It's true that some systems cannot, you know, what a meal tax in one area is different from what a meal tax is in another area.
Right, because it's based on property values.
It's based on property tax. So we got to look at our property tax and how we disperse those funds. And some school systems are going to have to make some tough decisions. You know, schools were built 100 years ago. In particular communities, and there were community schools, and rightfully so, and people are attached to those schools. That's where I attended. That's where my mother attended, my grandmother attended. But now with our road system and accessibility, we're going to have to do some combining. I remember one superintendent of education had to make a tough decision on closing a couple of schools. And they fought through it, and people got over it. And so that's some of the things we'll have to look at in order to make sure that each classroom have the funding that they need. A lot of my opponents on both sides are especially on the Democrat side, talking about an education lottery or naming it some fancy name. The lottery, even if you get it before the people to vote on, it's still going to be 2 years down the road. We still haven't done anything for those children for 2 years. But it may or may not pass. So you got to have a plan to make sure that these systems are funded.
So if I understand you right, you're not saying that you are opposed to an education lottery, but you're saying, look at where we are.
Right.
It's not guaranteed voters
Correct.
Are going to approve this. We need to think of an alternate plan.
We got to think of an alternative plan, and we got to make some hard decisions. Alabama has got to step forward. We're not a poor state, and we're not as bad as people say that we are, or so far behind in education, 46, 47. Our children are doing well. When I go throughout the state, even in the worst circumstances, the teachers are doing their best to make sure that the students are getting everything that they need to be productive and accomplish the goals that they're seeking. But we got to give them the tools.
Well, with all due respect, Mr. Fields, I think there are many people who would argue that educational achievement is a real challenge in some parts of the state.
That's because we're not properly funding them. And it's like who the person with the goal rules. So we got to make sure that that goal is spread around.
Right.
And G-O-L-D.
So if not a lottery, what would be a good way to do that?
We got to look at property tax. Everybody's got to pay their fair share in taxes. And we can't continue to go down this road denying the fact that we have the lowest property taxes in the country. Even if we doubled our property tax, we'll still be the lowest in the country. This is not a tax and spend issue. This is about a human issue. This is about taking care of our children and their children and generations to come. Now, if we want to move everybody to North Alabama, you're still going to have the same problem. You're just going to have all that property laying there. You know, I'm one. You know, we need to keep our pristine properties. We need our lumber areas, our timber areas. We need our hunting area forever wild. We need to keep funding things like that so that people be able to take their children to hunting, to fishing, to teach them about outdoors. But there are people in those areas who need to be taken care of. And we are our brother's keeper, whether we want to admit it or not. We have got to make some tough decisions. And a good administrator, a good governor, a good chief executive will surround him or herself with people with the knowledge to go in there and look at how we are structured based on our taxes, and make sure that these classrooms have funds and make sure that our teachers are well paid.
So possibly an increase in property tax to help.
Possibly.
Close that gap.
Yes, possibly. Online shopping now. We're not getting taxes off of that. And we got to put a stop to that. We got to tie that loophole up.
Well, the state is.
Yeah.
The collect sales taxes through online sales, but that's, we've only started recently doing that.
Correct.
We missed out on a lot of years.
We're missing still out on a lot of things that we could be doing. It breaks your heart when you hear people say, well, I'm conservative, I'm a Christian conservative, I'm an ultra-conservative. You can't boast about that when your brother is over here starving and they don't have anything.